Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. On the phone, I'm joined by Marcus Chu, Income's Chief Marketing Officer. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Hi, good to be here.
All right, now, you recently commissioned some research, and let's start by talking about some of the key research findings that explored the link between parents' financial preparedness and the impact on our child's happiness. Tell us about some of those key findings.
Okay, we look at the research from two perspectives. So one perspective is from the parents' point of view, and the other perspective is from children's point of view. So in with regards to the research, we found out that 3 in 4 parents in Singapore are concerned about not having enough money to provide for things that make their children happy. And especially during this this current climate, yeah, some ways also created a greater sense of urgency for parents to be financially secure in these unpredictable times. And a big majority of them, more than 80%, agree that their child's happiness is integral to their own happiness. If their child is happy, they are happy. I think that's kind of a very important point. But also, because of that, a big 47% of parents were willing to compromise on their own lifestyle in order to financially provide for things that make their child happy. So that's from the parents' perspective. But from the children's perspective, we asked them about what they feel, you know, about the importance of their parents' financial stability versus their own happiness. And it's not surprising also, it's very interesting findings that we found out that 90% of children were worried that their lifestyle and happiness could be disrupted if their parents were financially unprepared for life unexpected events. And this include things like not going on vacations, not receiving gifts, not buying the latest gadgets. This is especially true for younger children who are completely financially dependent on their parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. However, in the event that their parents have contracted critical illness, children are also concerned about not being able to spend quality time with their parents. So overall, this is not just about money, but emotional and immaterial aspects of happiness are also really important. But a significant number of contributors to a child's happiness that require some degree of financial expenditure still, which is things like, say, for example, amusement park tickets, holidays, staycation, all this requires money. So there's a big correlation between money and a child's happiness.
Right. And their sense of security.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's interesting what you're saying as far as the parents' perspective is concerned. Being a parent myself is quite normal. You know, we are willing to make sacrifices. We're willing to give up certain luxuries or comforts in order to ensure that our children have everything that they need. For me personally, what you're saying is where the children would feel stressed or they would be start to get concerned, and this would not be a happy situation for them, is if there was a danger that they would not go on vacations or get the stuff that they'd want to have. I never thought of it from that point of view because I was always thinking about the sacrifices I could make for them.
Yeah, children these days are very clever as well.
Because they got
so much
clever
information. Yeah, they know. Right?
Are you saying that I'm old and my children are different?
No. But they're getting so much information these days compared to our times.
That's online.
That's
probably true. Now, when you commissioned this survey, you must have had a preconceived idea of what kind of information you might garner. And then there was the information that you actually did come away with. Was there a difference?
Yeah, I think for a start, what we wanted to establish was to explore a link between parents' happiness and their child's happiness, that we kind of have some hypotheses, but we are not sure. But we do think that there's a lot of correlation between a parent's happiness and child's happiness. Mm-hmm. And also, we would like to establish a correlation between financial security and a child's happiness. Because, yes, we talk about a lot of time, like spending time together with the kids, etc., but is financial security important as well? Without money, can the family still go on and everything still stay happy as per normal? Mm-hmm. So, and our overall, the survey revealed that in order for parents to help their children achieve financial stability and happiness, they will need to safeguard themselves financially and as per the previous numbers that I've shared earlier.
Right.
And for us, as a insurer, our top priority is definitely to ensure that people have a good financial safety net, so that during unexpected life events, they can still financially continue to maintain their child's lifestyle, happiness, and also it may impact their child's future development and happiness if they are not financially secure. And we all know that during unforeseen circumstances such as critical illness or death, a payout can never replace the anguish and, you know, and the loss of a loved one. But at least it can tide the family. The last thing you want to worry about is really money.
Sure, sure, that's true. Now, was there surprising aspects of the research findings?
Yeah, the most interesting one would be the differences between the defining of definition of happiness between parents and children. So when it comes to defining happiness, the survey revealed that parents and children really hold totally different views. Parents thought that their children were happiest when they could pursue hobbies, their passion, sports, gaming, buying presents, and all these things. But on the other hand, children saw experiences such as vacations and staycations and having good relationships with their peers, spending quality time with their families are more important to their happiness than just material stuff.
All right. We're speaking with Marcus Chu, Income's Chief Marketing Officer. Would you say that there is a considerable percentage of us parents who aren't as financially prepared as we should or could be?
Yeah, definitely, I think. Because there are a lot of parents who are not exactly financially prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for unforeseen circumstances.
Okay, the unforeseen circumstances you're talking about would be critical illness, total permanent disability, job loss maybe, or challenges to the family income.
Yep.
Okay, I mean, clearly that will disrupt the lifestyle of a family. In such situations, 70% of parents surveyed in your survey indicated that expenses on non-essential items, the family holidays, etc., would need to take a back seat. But you already said those are the things that the kids look forward to. Those things make them happy. What is the solution then?
Okay, I think one thing, of course, is insurance. I think the overall financial planning is really important.
Mm-hmm.
But often we understand that parents may not view insurance as a financial priority, right, compared to other things like child's education. But I think insurance is a very important thing, you know, to make sure that they are, whatever happiness that they're giving their child could be continued and be stable about it. I think one of the examples I can give you is that, you know, we just launched the firm, the Semoga Bahagia Song, and actually, interestingly, the firm director actually is a lymphoma cancer survivor himself, and he's only 30 over years old. So sometimes when we are young, we think that, we won't get it, right? We are all more concerned about job security, especially during this tough economic situation at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the job. But I think if you go to lose a job, there are some signs that you might lose your job and you might prepare for it, or if you lose your job, you can find something else. But unfortunately, when it comes to things like critical illness, sometimes it just hits you and you may need to take a break from work. You can't go find another job, and that's where you need some money to tide you over at the point of time. And I think one of the quotes that he gave us was really amazing. I mean, really kind of struck a chord with us. It's like, he said, as simple things like, I was glad I could still buy toys for my young son when I was down with lymphoma cancers. So he actually has a critical illness plan, and that kind of tied him over. And he was saying that, you know, the moment is when he's going to be discharged, everything is all about the whole medical bill. So it's quite stressful, but luckily he don't have to worry about that because he has a critical illness plan.
From this survey, what, as parents, have we all learnt? I mean, what can we learn from this survey before we talk about what actions we can take?
Yeah, I think we all learn that we are all responsible for the financial stability of their children, especially when young kids, they are 100% dependent on them. So we need to make sure that we are secure financially so that we can protect our child's interests and their happiness through the things that they want to do. Right. And unforeseen circumstances can happen anytime, right? Like I spoke about Mickey, 30 over years old, who knows that he can get cancer as well. And this usually will kind of put a strain to your financial ability and also your long-term saving plan as well. And also, I think it's so important for a parent to plan for all these things. We all hear stories about, you know, friends around us not having insurance and something happened to them and they get into a situation where from a happy, normal family, they end up needing to worry about money all the time. So I think for parents, it's also good to show a good habit of financial planning so that then they can then educate their kids as well, so that in the future, we will have a generation of children, when they grow up as parents, they know how to manage their finances better.
You know, you talk about insurance, but there are so many insurance instruments now. You can insure everything. That as parents, as adults, it can be quite overwhelming and quite confusing.
Mm.
So can you take a moment and tell us what kind of insurance should we even be looking at towards this more financial preparedness that we should put ourselves in?
Okay. I mean, if I were to debunk all the confusion, then it would probably take a few hours. But I think one thing I probably want to debunk in terms of also change the perception from people is that critical illness plans are expensive. Yeah, they're actually really not. So I'll give an example. I mean, for us in income, we have a LUF LUV plan that is for NTUC union members. We are giving the first year for free, right? And even after that, you just need to pay. I mean, if you are below 45 years old, you just need to pay $20 per month to get $100,000 of critical illness insured, right? So it is really not expensive. And these are things that I think is more like our willingness to look for things like that. And even so, we have also launched a product called Snack, which is a micro insurance. It's embedded into your lifestyle. You know, we go to Starbucks, we drink coffee, we travel. At the same time, we watch a movie, etc. All these things, all these little things, you could just every time just pay 20 cents. But every time you do those activities, to then get yourself secured with critical illness. So, from my perspective, a critical illness plan is the most important, because that is where you can take a break from your job in the event that you suffer from a critical illness. And then, but everything else can still go on. Of course, your savings might take a back step, but the life of your children, everything can go on as per normal. Yeah, and you can take a break and you can spend time with them and really focus on your recovery.
Right. Okay. I was going to ask you what actions might we want to take. I'll give you a scenario. You know, you have a family that has maybe a 10-year-old, 12-year-old child. And they're in the mid-late 40s. Maybe they're thinking, financial preparedness, yeah, okay, insurance. But maybe we're too old to start a finance plan, critical illness plan. Are they too old?
No. They're never too old. Even when you are 50, 60, as long as you, I mean, it's never too late, I would say. It is important to not even think about it. And I have a friend who is like 56, and he just started another round of retirement planning. So it's never too late. I think it's a matter whether you start or not. Just that, of course, when it's later, you pay more. So it's good to start young. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with a kid that is 10 to 12 years old, I think it's definitely critical. I mean, from the survey results, you know that we have to, it's our responsibility to make sure that we are financially secure so that it doesn't impact the child. At 10 to 12 years old, they have another 10 years before they can start working.
Right.
So 100% they're relying on you to provide for them financially.
Right. Okay. We've been speaking to Marcus Chu, Income's Chief Marketing Officer. Marcus, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.